On this first day of 2021, me, Queen Jovanica from East Java, Indonesia, would like to say Happy New Year for all of my listeners and whoever who just slipped out here and wants to hear me talking with random subjects. But I would like to say that greetings for all of you. We are great, we are survivors, and we have to be great people to get stepped in this new year. And luckily for all of us, we can enjoy each moment in our life in every blessing. So stay tuned. And this first episode, I would like to talk about the possibilities of 2021's new resource to the reflections about the tourism business, and maybe the chance to know maybe we have another options to grow up our industry of tourism that I worked before. Now, so stay tuned, and I'll be right back with a complete overview of what happened in my tourism industry here. Just stay tuned in my daily digest of Japanese Woman by Queen Jovanica. Welcome again in the first day of 2021 with me, Queen Jovanica, aka the real queen of Javanese people on podcast only. Yeah, you don't give me any clap hat or something. Okay, I know you don't need it. And yeah, in this first day of 2021, it's been a tough day for everyone. And a few hours ago, and now we're heading the new hopes and new sunshine of now when I'm talking right now. We have a very heavy rain here for almost hours, but it is normally here because we only have two official seasons, which is raining and dry seasons. Rain season and dry season, but currently we have raining. Man, raining day, and would like to share my thoughts about what I'm expect from 2021 right now. Maybe not all of you understand what it feels like living in a third world that probably we don't have that much choice in these days, as we not really have a privilege to do like a digital nomads living, as our passport is very, very limited to go to Europe or America or even our closest 4 hours journey, Australia. Yeah, I cannot easily go to Australia even I'm just neighbor to them, but I can feel like them coming up to my country if I just close to Bali. Yeah, that's all jokes, but I know. And I should be in Bali actually in this month, but I just not to, because I think what happened in Bali is worse than what happened in my small hometown like this, that, you know, if a place or island or country depends too much their lives based only on sectors that not really being stable enough to support all of them during this very special occasions like this, and so pandemic like this, like you only rely on tourism, which is, I think it's probably one of the most severe sectors and economy that it won't be easily to recover in this 1 or 2 years. Let's be realistic. And I've been Bali multiple times, and seems like what happened today, there's a lot of people still pretend, or maybe they thought that Bali isn't being part of ours, that I think that would be almost a joke in this 21st century. Not because we're jealous with them, but that's because it's too famous for people going there as a resort, and some kinds of rules and cultures very different that you go in here, go to Bali. Like, first of all, you can't easily use bikinis here, because everybody is looking like freaks, and in Bali it's okay, as long as you also have to respect their culture. And the second is, once people get jumped into Bali, Sometimes they're presenting themselves like another citizens, and one of them, the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, is when the US presidential or campaign hold there, and some people broke up that issue to the Balinese community. I think, well, I don't think what happened with the US will interfere with us much, because I don't know how much is Americans left there. And the second is, whoever be the US president, POTUS, I don't care, that's none of my business, that's Americans' business, isn't it? And don't be doubt that shit to us. We don't care, because none of you would give us like daily bread. We have to survive in our food. And they said, how can you just mind your own business, you're not bothering us. I think, is that the states? You're not a sovereign state, you're still with us. Some of the culture shock that some people still happened, felt like it happened in Bali until like now, is that when you cross the straits, I won't say borders, because we don't have borders, only water straits, water with half hours walk passed to by a ferry from here or by a flight. It's like that when you come there, even you come to Bali, you've been forced to talk to English to everyone around you, even you're also a local. So what used to be your daily life in Java, you will like behave like just normal Japanese or non-Balinese. When you turn to Bali, you just pretend yourself in this kind of delusional life that you talk English to everyone pass by, and pretend that everything's, yeah, like I told you before, all of international issues should be discussed in Bali. That I think, well, there you cannot easily take decisions or anything under your the authorities, as they still will be that with us. And I don't really like that, as you know, it's kind of urban legend. I won't say urban legend. Everybody knows about it. If we come to Bali, they said, oh, we don't discriminate. But once you go walk with the white people, yeah, I was said distinctly, white people, and then you walk with non-white people, name it whatever, not only black, you will have the different grades. And that makes concerning much that now they really, really depends on the tourism, as now with this pandemic still going on, they can always only blame the government, as they don't know what to do except just rely on the tourism. I don't think tourism will be recovered soon, and someone has to put it straight on the table that we should look for other resources, despite just depends ourselves into that, you know? And I basically don't like people who just pretend going to Bali and they pretend that they're another citizen, as long as we also hold the green passport with Garuda's in front. That's one thing too. Stop pretending yourself as all the citizens, and don't ever going to delude that you will going to have your liberty or your sovereignty in this 21st century in 2021. Please, for your own happiness, for your own sake, it is useless to just rely on tourism. You know what? As tourism is one of the things that just can easily get faded if they cannot follow the time, you know, the trends and the people that makes the new, you know, I also being a part of them, I'm also being a property agent, but I don't want to be easy to get involved to promote all of the lands that will be built or maybe bought by the experts, and then they will turn like everything goes to from green to cement to concrete and nothing left, and all you can see is just like a delusional. You have to face it. Face the fact and face the real life fact that tourism is dead. Bro is dead right now. I have to look in somebody else. So that's just my point right now. And hopefully we can start over this 2020 with something that really dignified better than before. Okay, we're looking forward to talk to you in 1 minute again and straight to you, bye. Okay.